Yep, I can hear myself now. The mic works. Thank you so much.
谢谢大家，我希望我今天麦克风会跟我合作，大家能够听到我的声音。
Wasn't that a wonderful time of worship?
Hey, 刚才敬拜多棒啊！
Let us give them a clap and give our great God a clap. I want to welcome everybody to New Hope Christian Church to our joint family service.
今天早上欢迎大家来到我们New Hope.北区华人教会 ，sorry， 欢迎大家今天早上来到我们北区华人教会，参加我们一起的中英文的联合敬拜。
So to begin, we will read the scripture.
我们开始一起读今天的经文。
And I have invited a daughter and her mother to come out and lead us in the English and Chinese, sharing reading of the word.
今天我们请一位母女来为我们读经文妈妈会讲英文女儿妈妈会讲中文，女儿会讲英文。
Can I have Catherine Hody and Jing to come up?
Catherine, 徐晶上来好吗？
你会按吗？Let us all rise as we read scripture.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town.
在那些日子，我们一起朗读好吗 ？OK， 在那些日子，凯撒奥古斯都降旨。叫全国人民都登记户籍，这第一次登记户籍是在居里纽做叙利亚总督的时候行的，众人各归各城办理登记。
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem.Because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上去犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利利。Sorry， 因为他是大卫家族的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同登记户籍。那时玛利亚已经怀孕，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子。用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear.And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.
在伯利恒的野外有牧羊人夜间值班看守羊群有主的一个使者站在他们旁边主的荣光四面照着他们牧羊人就很惧怕那天使对他们说不要惧怕看哪、啊、因为我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的因今天在大卫的城里 为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是给你们的记号。
And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those whom he is pleased.
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child.And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
众天使离开他们，升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事。就是主所指引我们的，他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。听见的人都诧异牧羊人对他们所说的话，玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思考。牧羊人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
Amen. Let us.
Amen.
Let us all take a seat as we close our eyes and let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We thank you for bringing us to fellowship.And worship with you this morning.
我们谢谢你今天早上把我们带到你的殿堂来敬拜你。
May your Holy Spirit help us to quieten down our hearts and minds.
就求你的圣灵这个时候让我们的心思意念安静下来。
Just to focus on you.
让我们转眼定睛在你的身上。
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord my God.
愿我嘴里所说的心里所想的都蒙你悦纳
In Jesus' name we pray
以耶稣基督的名祷告 Amen
Aren't babies adorable? We just read the story about a birth in long time ago
刚才我们刚读的这段经文是讲一位婴孩的故事
And there is inexpressible joy for mothers and fathers when the child is born
当一个婴孩诞生的时候，对于父母来说，真是一种不可言喻的喜悦哈。
So up here, I have four pictures, baby pictures of my four children.
在这个 slide 上面，在这个slide 上面有我的四个孩子的婴孩时候的照片。
And when I posted them last night, I had to really think which one was who.
昨天晚上找照片的时候，我还自己 还要很想一下，到底哪一个是哪一个孩子
？Isn't it amazing that a baby can have an amazing influence in our lives？
是不是很奇妙？就是一个小小的婴孩会对我们的生命有这么大的影响
？The birth of Jesus and what he did on the cross through obedience to his Father, God, came because of a promise of God.
因着神的应许，耶稣就诞生了，也因着他顺服父神的旨意，在十字架上所成就的一切。
And now we know Jesus will be the one who will come and save us from eternal death.
耶稣诞生就会把我们从永恒的死亡中拯救出来。
The significance here is that to be born in a manger is really humbling.
让我们想一下，就是在一个马槽里面诞生，是一种非常卑微的环境。
And it is to show the world that the Messiah will be different from people's expectation, or that Jesus will come to rule the world like a king.
这也就表明了，就是我们世人都在想啊，这个弥赛亚诞生之后会像一个跟富有的国王一样来统治我们。但是实际上，当弥赛亚来的时候，他是不像我们想象的那样，是卑微的。
And in verse 10, as we read earlier on,
刚才我们读到经文第十节的时候讲到
And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
天使对他们说不要怕看哪因为我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主就是主耶稣基督
And this news will impact us all
这个信息会影响我们每一个人的生命
Because we will have a new hope when we hear this good news
因为我们会有个新的盼望这个好的消息
And what is this good news?
这个好消息是什么呢
And this good news is found in verse 11
这个好消息就是刚才在我们讲到的第十一节的经文当中
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主就是主耶稣基督。
Jesus, the King of the Jews, has been born.
耶稣犹太人的王诞生了。
A Savior of the world has been born unto this world.
救世主诞生了。
And this joy that the verses are talking about is closely associated with salvation.
刚才经文里面讲到这个大大的喜乐的信息是跟救恩密切相关的。
And another aspect of God is this. Another aspect of God.
另外一个方面关于神。
God is amazing because he thinks of every detail, even the minute details.
神是如此的奇妙，他想到了每一个细节。
And he told the angels how to recognize baby Jesus.
他告诉那些天使怎么能够找到这个耶稣，接耶稣的婴孩。
And in verse 12 earlier on,
刚才讲到第十二节经文中写道
，And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布，卧在马槽里面，那就是我给你们的记号。
And suddenly a host of angels or magnificent beings appeared and they were all praising God.
忽然有一大堆天兵出现了他们就同那天使一起赞美神。
And in verse 14,
在第十四节的经文中
Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
说到在至高之处荣耀归于神在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
God's peace is given to everyone.Based on God's favor and His goodness, not on anything we do or on us.
神的平安是给我们每一个人的，它是基于神的美善和神的恩惠，并不是因为我们或我们所做的任何事情。
And when the shepherds heard the angels, they immediately said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened."
当牧羊人听到天使讲这些的时候，他们就立刻对彼此说：“我们到伯利恒去看看所要成就的事情。”他们相信天使所说的是事实。
Yes, they trusted and believed what the angels had told them. Thank you. And I mean, I don't know. The birth of a child, that is awesome. It is like, wow. What a sight to behold.
是啊，这个婴孩诞生的景象是一个多么美妙的景象。
And this is a question to the children.
我这里有一个问题要问孩子们。
But I see that some of the children have laughed. But anyway, children, does anyone know whose birthday we are celebrating?
孩子们，你们知道今天我们在庆祝谁的生日吗
？Joshua, do you know? Yes. Whose birthday are we celebrating?
Joshua, 你知道吗？
耶！
哇哦，耶稣好棒
！Awesome. And I'm trying to look for more children, but I don't want to put Joshua on the spot. What about you, Miss Celine? Who is Jesus?
Celine, 谁是耶稣？
Yes, he's the Messiah. Awesome, he's God.
是的，他是救世主，太棒了。
And this morning, I want to share with everyone that when Jesus came from heaven to earth, he brought us a new hope that included everlasting joy, peace, and love.
今天早上我想跟大家分享的信息就是耶稣从天上到这个世上来，他给我们带来了一个新的盼望，那就是永恒的喜乐、平安和爱。
So let us take a look at joy.
好，让我们先来看一看喜乐。
Verse 10 says, And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
第十节经文说到，那天使对他们说，不要怕，看，因为我给你们报大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。
There are two types of joy that we know.
有两种喜乐。
First is the joy that Christians know, like here.
一种是我们基督徒所知道的那种喜乐。
And the second type of joy that we live in the world that we get.
另外一种就是世俗所知的喜乐。
So let us take a look at the joy that the world know.
让我们先来看一看属世的喜乐。
According to Merriam-Webster, the definition of happiness is pleasure, satisfying experience.
根据 Merriam-Webster 大词典的定义呢，幸福是一种令人愉快、满意的一种体验。
And joy is a state of happiness.
喜乐是一种幸福的状态。
So when do we feel this type of happiness or joy?
什么时候我们会感受到这种喜乐或这种幸福感呢？
This type of joy or happiness is evoked when we feel good, when we have success or good fortune, or you know, just possessing something that we desire.
当我们凡事顺利，身体健康，或者有成功，有好运，或者说预想我们想要东西就要得到的时候，这种喜乐就产生了。
This joy is a source or cause of delight for us.
它是喜悦的来源和原因。
It brings us happiness.
它带给我们一种幸福感。
For example, when we are complimented, when people like us, when we scored perfect or 100 for our test, or when we managed to get first chair in the band or in the orchestra, or we managed to make in the top elite soccer team or swim team or lacrosse.
Oh, that's a lot of team. Okay.
Yes.
当人们夸我们的时候，或者是表示喜欢我们的时候，或者是我们考试得满分的时候，还有我们当上了乐队的第一把手的时候，或者我们加入了一些名列前茅的精英的各种球队啊，还有曲棍球、游泳队的时候，我们就会觉得很高兴，很有喜乐。
Or for young boys and girls in high school, or when we get admitted to the top university that our hearts desire.
或者是我们现在的高中生，当我们被我们想去的大学录取的时候，我们就会很高兴。
However, the admission will be dependent on our grades and other factors.
但是会不会录取，并不取决我们想去不想去，而在于我们的成绩或者其他的一些因素。
Right, so we may or may not get accepted. So joy or sadness would depend on the outcome.
所以我们可能会被录取，也可能不会被录取。那么我们就会有喜乐，会有悲伤了。
So this type of joy and happiness is dependent on external factors.
所以这种属世的喜乐是取决于外在的因素。
And these are temporary, and it does not last forever.
是暂时的没办法永远实现。
But Christian joy that comes from God is much stronger and less common than feelings of emotions.
但是基督徒所感觉到那种喜乐呢，是比这种幸福感更强烈、更少见的。
This Christian joy comes from our identity as a child of God because of our relationship with Him.
这种喜乐呢，是从我们跟神的关系以及我们做神儿女的身份而来的。
So we have security, purpose, and identity as long as we abide in Him.
只要我们在神里面，我们的生命就有安全感。
This joy is one where we are being spiritually connected to God.
这种喜乐呢，也是在灵上与神相连。
And we know that joy is the fruit of the Spirit produced by God in our lives.
我们都知道这种喜乐是神在我们生命中由圣灵结出的果子。
And this joy is a gift from God.
是神给我们的礼物。
There's nothing we can do to achieve or obtain it.
不是我们能做什么可以获取或者赚得的。
And the joy of the Lord is eternal.
在神里的喜乐是永远的。
So how do we find this Christian joy that is everlasting and does not depend upon circumstances, people, or feelings?
那么我们如何才能找到这份属神的基督徒的喜乐？这种喜乐不取决于环境、人或者情感。
John 15 verse 11 says, "These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full."
约翰福音十五章十一节讲到，我已经对你们说了这些事，是要让我的喜乐存在你们心里，并让你们的喜乐得以满足。
To obtain fullness of joy, we need to abide in Jesus and obey Him.
要得到这份丰盛的喜乐，我们需要住在耶稣基督里，并且顺服。
Then the joy of the Lord will abide in us, His believers.
主的喜乐就会住在我们信徒里面。
And this is the everlasting joy that we all yearn.
这是我们所有人都渴望的这份永恒的喜乐。
And nothing or no one can take away this joy from us.
没有任何人、任何事可以把它从我们身上夺走。
Because this joy is the gladness of heart that comes from knowing God, abiding in Him, and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
这一份喜乐呢，就是那种因为认识神，住在他里面，而且被圣灵充满的那种发自内心的喜乐。
In Luke chapter 2 verse 10, we read that the angels declared, "I bring you good news of great joy."
刚才我们也有读到，在路加福音二章十节说，当耶稣出生的时候，天使们宣称，我带给你们大喜的信息。
And Peter said in 1 Peter 1:8, "In Christ, believers are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy."
在彼得前书一章八节，彼得讲到说，在基督里，信徒们因着信就有说不出来的满有荣光的大喜乐。
Thus, it is clear to us that to have or to experience the everlasting joy, we need to focus on Jesus, not on ourselves.
所以很明显，如果我们想经历这种永恒的喜乐的话，我们就要专注于神，而不是专注于我们自己。
The joy that we pursue on earth is temporary.
在这个世界上，我们所寻求的、追求的这段喜乐呢，是暂时的。
The joy that comes from God is permanent and everlasting.
但从神来的喜乐是永恒的。
It is not something that we can do so that we can achieve it.
不是我们能做什么就得到的。
When we focus and abide in God, contentment will come.
当我们专注于神并且遵行神的话的时候，我们就会有一种满足感。
Joy is manifested in us when we focus on the truth of who God is, my identity in Christ, communion with Him through prayer, reading His word, devotion, quiet time.And be in fellowship with the body of believers whom He has provided.
当我们专注在神的身上的时候，专注在他是谁，然后耶稣基督的身份，还有每天通过祷告跟他交流，读他的话语，或者是灵修，有自己的安静的时间的时候，还有和我们其他的兄弟姐妹一起团契的时候，这种喜乐就会自然的在我们的心中产出。
Secondly, we're going to talk about this peace.That the earth gives and the peace that comes from God.
第二，我想跟大家看一看属世的平安和属神的平安。
Verse 14 says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased."
十四节经文讲到，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Peace in the Old Testament means completeness and neighborliness or well-being.And security, or the reward of a mind stayed on God.
在旧约里面的平安呢，就是意味着完全，或者邻居的和睦友好啊，还有身体的健康和安全，或者是专注在神的身上的一种回报。
In the New Testament, peace results from God's forgiveness of our sins.
在新约里的平安是指由神对我们的罪的宽恕而来的。
Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
耶稣是和平之子。
He came to give us a peace that no one on earth can take away.
他来到这个世上，给我们带来任何人都无法夺走的这份平安。
He came so that we can be reconciled with God.
他来到这个世上，我们就可以与神和好。
Thus, our sins are forgiven, and we are no longer living under condemnation, no longer in guilt.
因为他，我们的罪得到赦免，我们不再被定罪，而且也不再活在罪里。
We are free to be ourselves, not trying to be what others want us to be.
我们可以自由地做自己，不再试图着做别人希望我们所要成为的人。
So there is freedom in Christ.
在基督里面我们有自由。
Peace is something everybody desires, everybody wants.
平安是我们每一个人都渴望、都想得到的。
Especially in the midst of conflict, quarrels, disagreements, and offenses.
特别是在有冲突的时候，或者争吵、分歧，或者有人攻击我们的时候。
The peace that the world offers is temporary and is dependent on circumstances, on people, on our emotions, on our minds.
这个世界所给我们的平安是暂时，它取决于我们、所处的环境、状况，还有我们接触的人，还有我们自己的想法和我们的感觉。
For example, we feel at peace when we receive good news, when things go well with us.
比如说，当我们听到好消息，或者说事情发生如我们的意的时候，我们就会有一种平安感。
However, we become frustrated and we worry when we receive criticism or bad news or we don't get what we desire.
但是当我们遭到批评的时候，或者是没有得到我们想要的东西，或者听到坏消息，我们就变得很沮丧，很烦躁。
Circumstances and people affect us and take away the earthly peace that has no foundation.
我们周围的环境和人很容易影响我们，很容易使我们失去这种没有根基的属世的平安。
Nowadays, not just young, you know, high schoolers or middle schoolers, even adults, even moms, even fathers, they are all hooked on social media.
现在呢，不仅是我们的孩子嘛，就连我们这些成年人啊，妈妈、爸爸都对这个社交媒体而上瘾。
So there's Snapchat, WeChat, Twitter. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, 所以有很多社交媒体哈，有 Snapchat, 然后微信啊、推特啊、脸书啊，还有Instagram 等等。
And we look at them all to see whether we have been liked or disliked by others, especially so-called friends.
我们总在看我们的手机，好像看看我们朋友圈里面有没有人给我们的点赞。
The constant guessing of what our friends will say about us.
我们会在想，哎呀，我们的朋友会怎么评论我们，会怎么想我们呢？
The constant worry and anxiety.Of thinking, what if they don't like me? What if they don't accept me?
所以我们常常会处在这种担心、焦虑之中，会想，哎呀，
we all want
如果他不喜欢我们会怎么样？呀，不接受我会怎么样
？We all want to be in the inner circle, not outside the circle.
我们都想当圈内人，不想当圈外人哈。
And I heard from one of my friends recently because she has a Huawei phone.
我最近听我朋友那里听说，她有一个华为的手机。
She told me this.
他告诉我
Once we take a picture of ourselves, we can change our facial feature. So I can have a sharper nose, I can have bigger eyes, I can have luscious lips.
他告诉我呢，就是我们照的照片呢，你照片上有软件，你可以修改你的那个面部特征，使你看起来更漂亮，比如说更尖的鼻子呀，丰满的嘴唇啊，更好看的眼睛。
Like Adam and Eve, we want to hide our nakedness, our imperfections.
就像当初的亚当和夏娃一样，我们也想隐藏我们的缺陷，我们的不足。
And often we feel ashamed because we are worried that people will find out that we are frauds.
我们常常担心，如果朋友们发现我们真的是在作假，会感到非常惭愧。
Philippians 4:7 says, "The peace of God is given to us that surpasses all understanding."
腓立比书四章七节告诉我们说，神所赐的那份平安是超越人所能了解的。
And that will always remain with us because we are children of God.
这份平安将永远与我们同在，因为我们是属神的儿女。
And again, this peace will never be taken away from us as long as we abide in Jesus.
只要我们在神里面，这份平安是没有人能够夺走的。
This is because it is a gift of God and it's a fruit of the Spirit.
因为这是神给我们的礼物，是圣灵的果子。
And when we allow the Holy Spirit to rule in our lives, to remain in us, we will experience His eternal and everlasting peace.
当我们允许圣灵内住的时候，他让他管理我们的生命的时候，我们就会经历从神那里来的这份平安。
And this is because Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
因为耶稣是和平之君。
Even if the world is in conflict and strivings continue, we can have the peace that comes from God when we trust and abide in Him.
即使这个世界总是处在这种冲突之中，只要我们信靠神，住在耶稣基督里面，我们就会有来自神的平安。
Peace is the presence of God, not the absence of conflict.
平安就是神的同在，并不是指我们没有任何问题、任何冲突。
Thirdly, how does the birth of Christ show us God's love?
第三，让我们来看看耶稣的诞生是如何显明神对我们的爱的。
Although the specific word love is not found in the passage, we know as we read that the entire passage is about God's love.
虽然这段经文呢没有提到爱这个词，但我们读这段经文的时候，就会看到整段经文是关于神的爱的。
Love is presented in the Bible as the very nature of God and the greatest of all Christian value.
圣经中神我们在讲神爱就是神的本性，而且是基督徒美德中最大的一个。
And all children and all of us know that John 3:16 say that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son to die for all of us who believe in him so that we will have eternal life.
我们所有的人都知道这段经文哈，就是约翰福音的3:16，说神如此爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
1 John 3:16 says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
约翰一书3:16也提到，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
And again, love is a fruit of the Spirit, and it is a gift of God.
是的，神爱是神的礼物，也是圣灵所结的果子。
So God, in His very nature and essence, is love.
神的本性就是爱。
Romans 8 states, God has said that He will never leave us nor forsake us.
罗马书8告诉我们说，神永远不会离弃我们。
1 John 4:8 and 16 state, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
约翰一书4:8和16讲到，神就是爱，在神里面，
So God's love is unconditional.
所以神的爱是无条件的。
However, our love is conditional and it is limited.
但我们的爱是有限的。
It is difficult for us to love without expecting anything in return.
我们很难去爱而不期待任何回报。
Most of the time we love because someone loves us first.
就大多数的时候我们爱是因为别人先爱了我们。
And I just want to emphasize that the love that comes from God is so different from the world.
我在这里想强调，就是从世界来的爱和从神来的爱是很不同的。
The world gives us that fuzzy, warm feeling when we receive a gift or when, you know, someone says, I like you.
Yeah, 属实的爱是那种模模糊糊的那种温暖的感觉，当人说，哎呀，我喜欢你啊，或者我给你一份礼物的时候。
And most of the time, that type of love is conditional.
大多的时候，这种爱呢是有条件的。
I give you a gift, but I expect a gift from you, although I say I don't.
虽然我不这样讲，但是我给你一份礼物的时候，我就是想你应该送给一份给我。
Because God does not expect anything from us.
神并不指望从我们这里得到什么。
And as we receive this love, we become filled with gratefulness, humility, and a commitment to honor and love in return.
当我们接受这份爱的时候，我们就会充满了感恩，那种谦卑的想法，想要用荣耀神来以爱回报神。
So there is a difference here if we think about it more deeply.
当我们仔细想的时候，我们看到真的是不同的。
Godly love gives birth to more love.
属神的爱会使我们产生更多的爱。
The world's love is selfish, but God's love is not.
属世的爱是自私的，我们的属世的爱是自私的，但属神的爱是不是的。
The world's love thinks of itself first.
属世的爱呢，先考虑自己。
But God's love thinks of others first.
但属神的爱呢，是先想到别人。
And this love is embodied and expressed in a relationship.
这种爱就在于人与人、人与神之间的关系中体现出来。
So love is not about doing, it's about being with someone.
所以爱呢，不在于我们做什么，而是在于我们跟什么人在一起，那种亲密的关系。
Lastly, let us look at the new hope that the birth of Jesus brings.
最后，让我们来看看耶稣的诞生带给我们怎样的新的盼望。
What is the hope that the world expects?
这个世界期待什么呢？
It is hope in self.
是这个盼望，这个期待本身。
As high school students, some of us may hope that we can be the valedictorian.
对高中生来讲，可能我们会希望我们以第一名的成绩毕业。
Or college kids, we hope that we can get scholarships.
对于大学生来说，可能我们会想得到奖学金，能够付我们的学费。
And as young adults coming out of college, we hope we can get this wonderful high salary job that will let me fly all over the world.
Yeah, 年轻人呢，我们毕业的时候，我们就想得到一个很高薪的工作，能够到处去旅游。
So here, hope can be seen as wishful thinking or a longing for something beyond my expectation.
这里面我们所看的这个盼望，就好像是一种假想，渴望想得到那种出乎自己预料的，好像我们中文讲痴心妄想哈，有点儿。
All these are our desires, but we're not certain we can get them, no matter how hard we try.
所有这些都是我们心里的愿望，但是我们不太确定，无论我们如何努力，到底能不能实现。
So worldly hope is to cherish a desire with anticipation, to want something to happen or to be true.
所以这个盼望呢，就是期待这种梦想成真的这种欲望。
However, the hope in the Bible is not like this.
但圣经中所指的这个盼望不是这样的。
This new hope encompasses joy, peace, and love.
这个新的盼望就包括我们刚才所讲的这个喜乐、平安和爱。
And this new hope from the Bible is a confident expectation in God and in what He has promised and in His faithfulness.
这里面的这个盼望就是说满心的相信神，相信神的应许和神的信实。
Because God is a keeper of His promises.
神是守信的。
He never breaks any of His promises.
他永远都不会后悔。
Without hope, life loses its meaning.
没有希望的时候，我们生命就没有意义。
For example, does anyone know Anthony Bourdain?
比如现在，在我slide上这几张照片，大家知不知道谁是 Anthony Bourdain?
He has this television show where he visited countries, and I watch it because he was talking on Sichuan, and I love hot spicy food.
他是一个就是主持的食物和旅行的这一个电视的节目的主持人。他呢喜欢到处去旅行。他有一次到了我们中国的四川。我也很喜欢四川的里面的很辣的食物。
And he even ate with President Obama in China.
他和我们的总统奥巴马总统在中国还一起吃饭呢。
But did you know that this year he committed suicide and he was 61 years old?
但是你们知道吗？他今年自杀身亡了。他当时只有55岁。
61岁。
Okay, sorry.
And he left behind an 11-year-old daughter.
他留下了一个13岁的女儿。
11岁。
Oh, sorry.
And I don't know whether you all know Kate Spade. She's very famous for her bags and fashion.
你们知不知道 Kate Spade? 她是一个很有名的时装设计师。
Again, this year, she committed suicide at age 55.
同样的，她今年也自杀了。
She left behind a daughter.
她也留下了一个女儿。
In 2014, Robin Williams, the great comedian, committed suicide.
2014年啊，Robin Williams 也自杀了。
They all died.
他们都死去了。
And another man, Ravi Zacharias.
还有另外一个Ravi。
He tried to commit suicide at age 17 in India.
他十七岁的时候，在印度的时候，他也试图自杀。
However, he found Jesus, so he's alive today and he's preaching in New Jersey.
但是他找到耶稣，所以他今天还在世，而且他在 New Jersey 的地方讲道。
So he had hope. He had a reason to live.
所以他有盼望，他有一个活下去的理由。
Why would Anthony Bourdain, who had fame, who had wealth, who had everything going for him, why would Robin Williams, who had fame, who was so well liked by people, why would Kate Spade, who had wealth, who can fly all everywhere, why would they commit suicide?
刚才我们所看的这些人 ，Anthony Bourdain, Kate Spade, 还有 Ravi, 所有这些人都非常有名、有钱、有名望，但他们为什么会自杀呢
？I don't know the specific reasons, but I believe the main reason is because they felt there was no hope and no reason to go on living.
我不知道他们自杀的具体原因呢，但是我想他们主要原因应该是他们认为没有任何希望，没有任何盼望了，他们没有理由继续活下去。
Jesus is our hope.
耶稣是我们的盼望。
Hebrews 6 verses 9 to 12.If our present and our future is not secure in God, then we will forever be anxious and worrying about things. We will not be joyful or at peace.
希伯来书六章九到十二节讲到说，如果我们对现在和未来的安全感不是在神里面的，那我们将会永远的焦虑，为各种事情担心，我们并不会快乐或者感到平安。
Because we will keep on thinking about ourselves, our problems, our future, our children, the list goes on.
我们会不停地思考关于我们自己的事情，各种各样我们生活中的问题，我们的未来，我们的孩子，孩子的未来，等等等等。
And our minds are just focused on ourselves, never on God.
我们只专注在我们自己的身上，我们的问题，而不是专注在神的身上。
God's hope is based on Jesus Christ.
从神来的盼望是基于耶稣基督的。
So the Christmas story is one of hope.
所以圣诞的故事给我们带来的盼望。
It is not about Santa Claus or the Christmas trees or about the presents that we receive or we give or we buy.
不在于 Santa 或者圣诞树或者我们收到的礼物。
Of course, it is good to give and share with others the blessings that God has given to us.
当然我们要跟神跟其他人分享神赐给我们的丰富的祝福的时候，这是很好的。
But Christmas celebration is more than that.
但是圣诞庆祝圣诞节的意义不在于此。
It is about being hopeful at what the birth of Jesus will bring us, which is eternal life.
而在于耶稣基督诞生给我们带来了盼望，那就是永生、平安、喜乐和爱。
Yes, which includes everlasting peace and joy and love.Now, since God did not spare his own son, but gave his son for us all, how will he not give him graciously to us all things?
神既不顾惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了他，岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们？
Without Jesus, life is meaningless.
没有耶稣，我们生命便毫无意义。
Life is depressing.
生命非常的令人沮丧。
Because we worry, we get so angry that life is not fair, we cannot forgive others, we want to claim our tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye.
我们就会很担心，当事情不公平的时候，我们会很生气，我们也不能原谅别人对我们的伤害，而且声称要以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
But what do we get when we do all those things?
当我们这样做的时候，又能得到什么呢？
We get into deeper anger. We fall into sleeplessness because we worry, because we are not at peace nor have joy.
我们会陷入更深的愤怒，有的时候会睡不着觉，因为我们担心不得安宁，也没有喜乐。
So having hope is not based on a situation or a circumstance, but having hope is based on a person called Jesus.
真正的盼望不在于我们的境况或者我们的经历，而在于这一个人，就是耶稣基督。
Jesus came so that we will have life and life abundantly.
耶稣来了是要给我们丰盛的生命。
That we will have confidence because he lives in us, and he is the reason who gives us a reason to live, a reason to forgive, a reason to love.
我们确信他就住在我们里面，因为他我们的生命有意义，我们有可以原恕宽恕别人，可以去爱别人。
It is an opportunity for new beginnings.
是给我们一个新的开始。
So let us not look at our circumstances, but let us look at Jesus and what he represents and his promises.
所以让我们不要看我们现在的处境，让我们来定睛于我们的耶稣基督，让我们看他所代表的和他给我们应许的。
Then we will be able to hold fast to them because hope comes from the promises of God rooted in the work of Christ.
这样我们才能紧紧地抓住那份神通过主耶稣基督所应许的盼望。
Friends, this morning, do you want the best Christmas present ever?
朋友们，今天早上你们想要最好的圣诞礼物吗？
This present that is everlasting, that is eternal, that will never be taken away from you.
这份礼物是永恒的，没有任何人从你可以从你那里夺走。
This present that lives inside of you.
这份礼物呢，住在你那里面。
The present that will give you a new hope.
这份礼物会带给你新的盼望。
This is all part of the glorious plan of God.
这都是神荣耀的计划之中。
Offering forgiveness, salvation, and transformation to us all.
宽恕、拯救、改变我们的生命。
Because John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him." Should not perish, but have eternal life.
因为约翰福音三章十六章十六节说到，神爱世人，甚至将他的爱子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So this Christmas, as we gaze upon the lovely Christmas trees in our church, in the malls, in our homes.
所以今年圣诞节，当我们看到我们家里面或者我们教会的或者是商场的那些，装饰特别漂亮的圣诞树的时候
，Let us remember another one that hung one person.
让我们就是记得还有另外一棵树。
A long time ago,
在很久以前
，He was crucified and died not because of anything he did wrong.
主耶稣基督钉在了十字架上，并不是因为他做了什么不对的事情
，But because he loves you and me so much.That he was willing to die on the cross.
因为他爱你和我，他非常爱我们，他竟然愿意为我们付上他的生命。
Hear the angel's song and remember that death would be the only way that peace and hope could be given.
听到天使的歌，我们会想到，就是说我们这个新的生命，只有从耶稣基督在十字架救赎才可以得到。
Paul David Tripp wrote.Look at your tree and remember another tree, one not decorated with shining ornaments, but stained with the blood of the Son of God.
Paul David Tripp 写道，他说看着你自己的那棵圣诞树，你会想到另外一棵树，那棵没有闪亮装饰的，却沾满了神儿子鲜血的树。
Because glory was willing to face tragedy, we have eternal hope.
因为荣耀的神愿意面对牺牲他自己唯一的儿子的这个悲剧，我们今天才有了这份盼望。
Let us close our eyes.
让我们闭上眼睛。
And take a moment to quiet down our hearts and minds.
安静我们的心。
Since I was a young adult, I have received the best present ever. And so I want my children to know Jesus.
我希望我的孩子们认识耶稣，因为这是我从少年时候收到的最好的礼物。
When we do God's will and obey God, we are not guaranteed comfort, riches, and convenience.
当我们遵行神的旨意并且顺服他的时候，神并没有确保我们有舒适、财富和便利。
But we are promised that everything, even the inconvenience, discomfort, poverty, problems,All have meaning in God's plan.
但他应许我们，在我们身上所发生的一切，甚至包括不便、不适、贫困、种种问题，都是在神的计划之中，都有他的美意。
He will guide us and provide all that we need, not what we desire or want.
他将引导我们，并提供我们一切所需要的，并不是我们所想要的。
Like Mary and Joseph, let us live each day by faith, trusting that God is in control.
让我们像约瑟一样，每天凭着信靠神而生活，相信神掌权。
It just means that I know who can help me.
这就说我知道谁可以帮助我。
I don't worry because I know who holds my tomorrow.
我不担心，因为我知道谁掌管我的明天。
Friends, do you know who holds your tomorrow?
朋友们，你们知道谁掌管你们的明天吗
？Do you know who you can go to if you are saddened or in doubt?
如果你感到难过，你知道你可以去到哪里寻找安慰吗？如果你心存疑虑呢
？Jesus wants to know you. Do you want to know Jesus?
耶稣基督想认识你，你想认识耶稣吗
？Jesus wants to offer you a life that's everlasting and a gift that's free.
耶稣想给你一份免费的永恒的礼物。
Do you want it?
你想要吗
？You don't have to pay for it because it's free.
你不用付上任何代价，因为耶稣已经为我们付上了这份代价。
And because Jesus has already paid the price for it, if you want this gift, while everyone else have their eyes closed, if you want this gift, you can raise your hand.
如果你们其中有任何一个想要这份礼物的话，就请你们举起你们的手。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you so much. Anyone else?
还有其他人吗？
So let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督。
We thank you so much for loving us and dying for our sins, so that we may have an eternal hope.
感谢你，因为你爱我们，愿意为我们付上你的生命，在十字架为我们受死，所以我们有新的盼望。
Because of you, we will have no fear of tomorrow.
因为你，我们不再惧怕明天。
Because of your love, we can love others.
因为你爱了我们，所以我们能爱别人。
Because of your peace, we can be secure.
因为你赐给我们的平安，我们不再惧怕。
Because of your joy, we can be joyful forever, even in the midst of crisis.
因为你赐给我们的喜乐，即便是在我们的困境中，我们也可以喜乐。
We pray that we will abide in you always.
我们祷告，让你永远与我们同在。
We thank you for the birth of Christ, and in Jesus' name we pray.
谢谢你给我们耶稣基督，以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Thank you.